They probably
This is not
did.
really indicating
Walk down. Walk
follow up progress note station name. Gregory GREGORY James JAMES date of birth 2/2/1945 place future care charge village data service 1/7/2024 patient seen today follow up and subacute rehab patient has coronary artery disease status post coronary artery bypass graft.
Yeah. I mean,
rear mitral regurgitation, status post bioprosthetic mitral valve replacement, moderate aortic regurgitation, status post bioprosthetic valve, ASD, status post closure, heart failure with a preserved ejection fraction, and paroxysmal AFib. Six syndrome, status post dual chamber pacemaker replacement, COPD, dyslipidemia. Patient has been admitted here for rehab. Today he's complaining of pain and aches in the left hip. No trauma, no fall. He has a previous left hip surgery. At present, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Reverse system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac congestion, GI, no anti-musculoskeletal, left hip pain, gender, urinary hematuria, neuron syncope. He also have musculoskeletal left knee pain, but no trauma, no fall. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, his blood pressure is 116/64, pulse 67, temperature 97.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 96%, his body weight 131.8 pounds. I had did my namukhalik, I was an acaric, no, here is a discharge. Next, the pulse, no GVD, chest, not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart test, no stool, open, no soft, non tender, box, no positive, extremities, no edema, chronic, dry skin, changes, both legs, hip, no swelling, no redness, neuro is awake, alert, entertainment, 3. Assessment, patient is admitted.
In the meantime, Mikey is the one, Mikey's an admission. We're trying to get
amplitude dysfunction. Next line, coronary artery disease, self-post coronary artery bypass graft. Next line, severe mitral regurgitation, status post bioprosthetic valve, mitral valve replacement. Next, moderate aortic regurgitation, status post bioprosthetic valve. Next line, paroxysmal AFib. Next line, six and syndrome, status post pacemaker. Next line, COPD. Next line, previous history of left hip surgery. Next line, hyperlipidemia.
Like I said, when she
explained it to me, she presented it
to
me like it was something that she had no idea. Completely new. She was like, hey, you come up with this. Maybe because you look like this.
Yeah.
So
did
she didn't hear anybody?
No.
So because the thing was confirmed yesterday when I was leaving, they were calling
into the confirmed. Well, they
called,
but they never came.
They never came?
No one came.
Oh, any
medication, patient is maintained on the auto, 20 mg daily for chronic AFib. For CHF, the preserved ejection fraction, patient is maintained on spironolactone, 25 mg daily. Coronary artery disease, continuous statin, 80 mg daily. She is also on 20 mg Lasix for CHF and metoprolol for hypertension. Lidocaine patch to the left knee for pain for 12 hours. Iron tablet 325 mg two times a day. Protonix 40 mg twice a day. Tylenol 500 mg two tablets every 8 hours.
And Mr. Lee was already downstairs still in peril. Cool. Mr. Wilford's top was still downstairs. I'll bring him back up before I leave.
Okay, baby. So here is the discharge. What in the world?
Patient will be continued on his current medications. ETOT for precautions. I will advise the patient to be given leg hydrant lotion 12% to the both legs for dry skin. Recent lab WBC 10.04 hemoglobin 7.7 micro 25.0 BUN 25.31.2 calcium 8.2. We did iron ferritin level. Iron level is a low 20. Patient has been started on iron tablet for supplement because iron deficiency anemia with multiple comorbid conditions. We'll monitor him closely, being on Xarelto also. We'll get hematology consultation, care plan discussed with the patient. Next patient, Saunders, S-A-U-N-D-E-R-S, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, date of birth 3-8-1954, a place, future care charge, village, date of service 1-7-2023. Patient seen today.
Oh,
good morning.
Good morning to you.
At a follow-up.
How can I help you?
Again, I was with you.
And sub-Q rehab, patient
that.
Was... Recently diagnosed with COVID-19 infection. He was maintained on isolation protocol.
How are you doing? In fact, on the back, keep going. I know. I want to survive.
Do you have a doctor you see on a regular basis?
No.
No. Okay. So we have to find you a
and retreated with antiviral. Therapy, Malno, M-O-L-N-U-P-I-R-A-V-R, Malnopiravir. He also has a bronchitis, cough, congestion, given Zithromax, and he's doing well today. When I saw him, he has no headache or dizziness. Cough is much better, no fever. Past medical history.
Good, I wouldn't be in here. Oh, okay. Okay. So, if you, I can't even note with the unit manager, ask her to please follow up.
S-E-I-Z-U-R-E, Caesar disorder.
Please send,
next line.
Stating, if you're a chart saying that you would like to be seen by the eye doctor.
Okay.
History of left leg DVT, next line. Cognitive impairment, next line, Wernicke encephalopathy, history of alcohol abuse, next line, history of CVA, next line, HIV disease, history of schizoaffective disorder, history of alcohol abuse.
Good morning, this is Cheryl Brink. Can I help you? Yeah.
Okay, back up again. You okay?
I'm so sorry. I'm not ignoring, but I'm just doing.
Patient lab done. Reviewed by me. An examination, patient is awake, he's alert, his blood pressure is 140 over 90, pulse 88, temperature and temperature Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 96%, body weight 219. Had arthromyxotic eye and ectaric, neck, supple, DVD, chest, not tender, lungs.
Okay. I'm
bilateral round at the bases, no wheezing, heart SNS2.
Well, that's interesting. The doctor here glanced at
abdomen is soft, non tender, balsam positive.
Okay. one of the
extremities.
Doctors. I don't know if he's your doctor.
Trace, edema, no cough, tenderness. Edema is better than before.
Oh, he definitely is?
Neuro, he's awake, he's alert, his memory is impaired.
Can you please give me your
name?
I've
never seen you
before. What is your name,
Seth? Tom Brown.
Tom Brown. Appointment.
Current medications.
Inquiring about any
patient is on. Do you have treatment every 8 hours? PRN for shortness of breath. He has a recent doctor done that showed dog DVT, lower extremity started Alucas 5 mg BID that was maintained.
I can't tell you because I don't Zithromax
500 mg daily to complete 5 day course for acute bronchitis.
I saw the speech therapist,
Jimmy. Manlo, MOLNUPRIVAR, Maluna, Pierre of Capsule.
What's his name?
200 milligram, 4 capsule by mouth, every 12 hours. To continental
1/9/2024.
Nucin at 600 milligram BID, day 6, 20 milligram daily.
So tomorrow, when you get it, tomorrow morning, have the nurse to call downstairs.
Capra 750 milligram twice a day, Tylenol 650 Q 6 hour PRN, folic acid 1 mg daily, thiamine 100 mg daily.
I should have
Metoprolol.
Any therapy at all?
XL 20 mg daily, Meprazole 20 mg daily.
I just got here this morning.
Gabapentin 100 mg 2 capsule.
Your company.
3 times a day.
That's
and Resto,
okay.
24/26,
so
one tablet BID,
Victarvi,
BI, TARVI by Victarvi, one tablet daily for HIV disease, Lucosamide 200 milligram, BID for seizure disorder.
Okay.
All right. Patient is doing well, he's improving clinically from the COVID. We'll continue all his kind of medication, care plan, discuss with the nursing staff. No other issue reported today.
Oh, well, we're here to please.
Oh, really? I asked her.
Next patient is Blackman, B-L-A-C-K-M-N, Blackman, Jeanette, J-E-A-N-N-E-T-T-E, date of birth 2/2/1955. Today, Charles Village, data service 1/7/2024. Patient seen today, follow up. Patient was reported to have.
I said, all right then. I'm not trying to ignore you, but I'm into trying to find something that's really important at the moment.
Okay. I just want to know I have any outstanding.
Okay, all right. And we can check it out.
This is a chart for Miss Jeanette Blackman. Jeanette, I was holding here.
Blackman. Oh, Clara just grabbed that chart. Let me see what she did that chart. Clara.
I was just keeping it to finish my note. She just came back, so.
Yeah. Let me ask Clara. Hey, Clara, Dr. Ali wants to know, can he see Ms. Blackman's chart real quickly? Okay, thank you.
She went out for nasal bleed, did they tell you?
He called Debbie back and told Debbie that the substitute scent was not efficient enough. And how can I get this? He was also social. I call admissions coordinator, too. She's going to return my phone calls. This is crazy, though.
Patient was reported to have nosebleed, and patient was seen by NP. She was rounding yesterday. Patient was sent out.
Yeah.
Hi, Debbie. That's all. Yes, you hear me? Hold on. That's
at present.
All the information
is already in the chart.
It's already in the chart. And
there's no discharge.
I'm trying to find maybe someone I had put in the shredder, but nowhere can I find her discharge summary. I don't know where.
Did they do anything?
No, you're fine.
No, the patient. Did they do cauterization?
I didn't look at it.
I tried calling.
Patient was sent to by the ambulance to the Union Memorial Hospital emergency room.
Give me. Hold on a second. Hold on. Dr. Ali, Debbie wants to know, can you have do you have access to go into, what do you call it, Debbie, that he can?
Medical records? Privileges. Is it privileges?
Another union. I don't go union. Tell her I go University of Maryland. Tell her I go only University Hospital privilege, but not union. She came from union.
She came from union. He doesn't have it from union.
I go to University of Maryland.
He goes to University of Maryland.
I can look any job.
He came from union.
Okay.
Union, I can look. University.
I'm digging through all the charts.
The patient was stabilized in the ED and subsequently sent back.
Put it in a
wrong today, when
chart.
She came back, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever.
I think she just walked in the door. But,
no nausea, no vomiting, on examination. Patient is awake,
right,
lying
on
the bed.
He
blood pressure 150 over 80, pulse 66, temperature 98.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 18.
No,
I will keep the patient. No, no, don't say that.
Don't
we're going to keep the patient.
Are you going to see the patient?
No, definitely. That's why I'm going to see the patient manage her, but we need the summary.
I'm going to get it for you. Okay.
No, no.
We're
gonna I need
the
summary. I'm going
to
manage the patient.
He'll see the patient, but he still definitely needs the summary. I did leave a message with Angelica to find out if she can tell me who I can talk to.
Angelica doesn't work for us.
Oh, she doesn't?
Oh, okay. Headed McNamara, bilateral nose, no bleeding. Neck supportive D chest, not tender lungs, clear heart, as my syrup and myself, not tender lungs, and positive. Extremities.
Different departments. Nothing was, no discharge from me was in there.
Alright, so let me call Seth and I'll call you back.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Patient is readmitted. Epistaxis is resolved. Next line. Acute CVA. Right MCA resulting in left side weakness, next and hypertension, next and epigastric, next and coronary artery, next and ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, I have reviewed all the medications.
Okay.
Currently, blood pressure is stable. Will continue her current medication, amlodipine 10 mg daily, Sanacart 2 tablet daily for constipation, Risperdal 0.5 mg daily for bipolar disorder, Miralax 17 g daily, Lipitor 40 mg daily, Lisinopril 40 mg daily for hypertension, Lipitor statin for CVA, Protonix 40 mg daily, Azetimibe 10 mg daily for hyperlipidemia, Levothyroxine 50 mcg daily, Montelukast 10 mg daily for HDF asthma, Lexapro 10 mg daily for post-operative stroke depression, Folic acid 1 mg daily, Metoprolol 25 mg twice a day, Ventolin inhaler 2 puff Q 4 hour PRN, Ozempic 1 mg injection every Sunday, Tums, chewable, 500 mg, 2 tablet every 8 hour, PRN, Lantus, insulin, 12 units subcutaneous, every afternoon, Ferrosulfate, 325 mg, daily for iron supplement, Xarelto, XARALTO, 20 mg daily for AFib, Lidocaine pack to the left knee to be applied, Humalog, with the saline scale coverage, Tylenol, 650 Q, 6 hour, PRN, Pepcid, 20 mg daily. All the medication will be continued. Patient will be monitored closely.
Sure.
Understand the location. Okay. As soon as on hold. Thank you.
Okay.